Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, 10:1. The past few prakim we've been establishing the various requisite amounts to be liable for transferring. Here we see a general principle, which is hamatznia. If a person set aside some materials, any of the materials we list in the previous prakim, and his purpose wasn't for the normal use, in other words, let's say we're talking about food, but he didn't plan on using his sesame seeds that he's setting aside for eating, whether he's going to plant those sesame seeds for argument's sake. So he's matzniya them lazera for planting. Or let's say, what each of the cases their own. Ladugma, he's setting aside, this is an example, a sample, like say we're talking about dyes. Olarafua, he's setting aside this particular object for some medicinal purpose. In all those cases, since the amount that he needs for that particular purpose is less than the amount stated in the previous Mishnayos, and since he was matzniya, as we said back in the seventh parak, if a person before Shabbos sets aside a given amount of something because it's significant to him, so then he has made it significant for him, and that being the case, v'hotziyu v'Shabbos, if he transfers it on Shabbos, he'll be chayav, b'kol shehu, he'll be obligated in any amount, meaning if he set it aside, whatever amount he set it aside in, that'll be the amount at which he'll be liable. Straightforward enough. This is actually repetitive from what we said back in the seventh parak. Now, v'chol adam, as for everybody else, let's say the example I gave of sesame seeds, he set aside 3 sesame seeds because he wanted to plant 3 sesame seeds in his garden. So this guy will be liable, meaning what's the case? Let me speak the case out here. The case is that he set aside these 3 seeds, he put them in his pocket, then he forgot he put them in his pocket, he forgot about everything, just he's back to like a clean slate in his mind. When he walks out with those seeds on Shabbos, he'll be liable. Even though he wasn't going to plant the seeds right now, but since he set them aside before Shabbos and he said they're significant to him, so then even now he's transferring them without any specific thing in mind, he's liable because achshavei, he considered them significant. As for everybody else, if somebody else puts on that jacket and it has 3 sesame seeds inside of it, and since that's not the grogeris, the dried fig amount, anyone else who transports those 3 seeds will be exempt. Because for them, it's not the requisite amount. And that's what the Mishnah says. V'chol Adam, anybody else who transfers those, let's say, seeds in the example I gave, ein chayav alav, they won't be obligated for achatas, ela kishi'uro, unless they transfer the whole full grogeris amount of sesame seeds or whatever is appropriate for the given thing that's being transferred. Now, even the guy who set aside the 3 sesame seeds, and let's say he even transfer them, let's say he's now on the hook for 1 achatas, he remembers. He says, oops, he makes a mental note after Shabbos, bring a chatas. And let's say then he says, you know what, anyways, the whole thing, I've just changed my mind. I'm not planting the seeds, I'm going to eat these seeds. And then he forgets they're in his pocket, let's say, or whatever. And he ends up transferring those very same seeds. So now he transfers those seeds. Since he now changed his mind and considered them food, even on Shabbos when he changes his mind, so then the standard of liability will drop down to being the regular grogeris as food. Meaning the point is that even if he was machshiv, he did consider them significant in smaller quantities, if he changes his mind and decides they're just for the usual purpose, if they're seeds for eating, let's say, so then now the threshold goes back to being like a regular person and resets. So therefore the Mishnah says chazar, if he went back, meaning he changed his mind about this particular object and their use back to the standard use, let's say eating sesame seeds instead of using them for planting or examples or refuah, etc. So then, v'hichniso, if he brings them back inside the house, eino chayev, he won't be obligated for those sesame seeds, ela kishiuro, unless he transports back into his house and does the hachnasa with a full grogeris amount of sesame seeds. Okay. That's the end of the Mishnah. That's straightforward. Just want to make sure one thing is clear. If a person before Shabbos didn't set aside any sesame seeds, so that means for him, sesame seeds, the standard is, like any other food, could grow garris, a dried fig's amount. Now, let's say on Shabbos, the guy gets the twinkle in his eye. He's going to be in Mechal Shabbos now because he is, and he wants to plant 3 sesame seeds. So going into Shabbos, sesame seeds, the standard for him was grow garris. But on Shabbos, he decides he's going to plant 3 sesame seeds, and he brings them out from his house into the Rosh Hashanah. So he'll be liable, because there, even on Shabbos, he's achieving his purpose. His purpose was to transfer 3 sesame seeds, and that being significant, a significant, he'll be liable. And this is an important thing I want to make sure is clear. The previous case, and the previous cases in the Mishnah, is where he was transferring sort of without a specific intention in mind. So the original case of the Mishnah here is he originally set aside 3 sesame seeds for planting. So therefore, that will be the amount for him. Somebody else who didn't set three sesame seeds aside before Shabbos won't be liable for three sesame seeds, only at a grugeris amount. But if a guy who didn't set it aside before Shabbos, like the second guy, decides he's going to go and now take three sesame seeds on Shabbos and plant them, or two or four, any other number in the world, the point is, since now he's doing something significant, he's being motzi a significant amount of sesame seeds, the very amount he wants to plant in the garden, he'll be liable even if he only had that idea on Shabbos. Again, so the point of our Mishnah in general is stam for a person who didn't on Shabbos intend to do hotza with this particular item, in which case, at all events, like I described a minute ago, it will be based on his attention at that point.